This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. Before we jump into the three-point stances, we do need to react a little bit, unpack a little bit. Alex Cora's interview, he just joined us here. If you missed the interview, you can get the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, download it, rewind it, listen to it, or iHeart, or anywhere you get your podcasts. That was very interesting, guys, that he, first of all, was not aware of Tarek Skubal on the Foul Territory podcast, talking about the Red Sox coaches and where they're lining up.
And, I mean, we can't hold that against him.
No. I just think he was like, oh, right. Now Skubal. Like, he Skubal, clearly...
Are you talking about us?
Yeah, he didn't. He doesn't think your coaches at first and third stand in the coaches' boxes.
But we haven't played them in a while.
why is he talking about
us? Their third base coach isn't standing the third base coach either. He's my brother. You prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working, everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and
so that was Alex Cora, taking it head on and making a clear differentiation between what they did in Houston and what he's doing now.
Yeah, very confident in what he's doing now.
Yeah, it's very simple.
We're doing what everyone else is doing.
And he goes on, and again, go back on the Odyssey app to hear the whole interview, the whole answer. He basically said, like, I see our guys tipping pitches too, and we try to clean that up. Yeah. Like, everybody's doing this. And I also think it's a compliment. You know who it's a compliment to? Not just him and his ability to see baseball, see the offense. No one would be bitching about what you're doing if you weren't hitting well, if you weren't scoring runs, if you weren't winning games, if you weren't knocking pitchers out of innings and out of games. So it's kind of a compliment to what Roman Anthony, Alex Bregman, and these guys are doing at the plate.
You hear about all these guys doing scouting reports, one-on-one scouting reports now that they didn't do at the beginning of the season because I think a lot of it had to do with Rafi Devers not wanting to do that, so they didn't do it. It's probably a tip of the cap to the that process and the scouting that they're doing for these pitchers now one-on-one basis before games.
So we will revisit Alex Cora, that interview throughout the show and certainly in the drive at 5, but very, very enlightening conversation with the manager as they so often are. even if we get criticized for playing footsie with him or pussyfooting into topics.
That was
whatever.
Not a footsie. No. That was not a nope. footsie chat.
We even got a follow-up from Nick.
We did. And, you know, I appreciate him taking that head on. He could have kind of cut it off at the pass, but
I think you're nice, and Fitzy, too, is asking. You guys are nice when you ask the a-hole questions.
Yeah, we try to,
you know.
Yeah. And bedside,
bedside manner, Ted.
I don't even think of them as a-hole questions. It's an a-hole question if you ask it like an a-hole. It's just a topical question that we have to ask the manager when we have him in the interview. Like, Tarik Skubal, one of the best pitchers in baseball, is talking about what your coaches are doing. And this comes after an iPad. This comes after your third bit. Like, we got to, if we didn't ask about that, then we're pussyfooting. Then it's, okay, we might as well just lob softballs up. But
you can look at yourself in the mirror.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about it, bro.
As long as it's a low-hanging mirror, because if it's too tall, I'll have to climb a ladder. See what I can
you
be self
port. Wow, you're doing it to yourself now.
Wow, it's the picture of very small Dorian
it's
Gray.
It's fun, isn't it?
And it's also, if Alex Cora can bring up the darkest moments of his career in a radio interview, I think I can poke fun at myself for being short.
I give him a lot of credit for that.
Me too.
Man.
So I'm learning from the manager of the Red Sox. It is 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're man enough to admit you're short, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens, or you cheated in 2017. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Didn't want Andy to walk alone, even though Genius usually does. 3 o'clock here on the program, three hosts, each of which are presenting their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order is Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson. Andy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Sometimes I walk alone here as a genius here on WEEI Afternoons. I point out things that no one else sees. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday when I said, when do we start worrying about the offense for the Patriots, the passing offense? Well, the answer is today in Minnesota. We'll leave that, though. We'll move on. Sometimes I like to just point out the obvious. And sometimes the obvious doesn't get enough attention. And the obvious right now is Roman Anthony. Every time I watch this guy at bat, you know how they say guys will spit on a pitch? Like, just dismissively take a pitch that should be a good pitch, should make them think about swinging. He does that more than anybody I've ever seen. His strike zone is ridiculous. Every time I watch him bat, it's like it's 3-0, 3-1. It's like, how come nobody else gets three balls before they start swinging? Why are they afraid of you? He is a special talent. I told you he was special. The first game, not so much. He had to change his jersey. His jersey was the wrong number. As soon as he got the right jersey number, the real Roman Anthony took off. And now he's taking off, and he's taking the Red Sox with him. It has been a long, long time since I think Boston had an athlete this special. I like his attitude. I like the way he works. I like what people say about him. And most importantly, I like his production. Roman Anthony is him. Jesus, Jiminy Joseph.
You know what? This question I had in my mind to ask Cora, and of course I forgot when it was. I hate that.
Stage fright?
I was clammed up, or I was thinking about the what I was going to do with my 3-point, and I just got distracted. But I wanted to ask him, does plate discipline, does that come and go, or is that just a part of your nature? Like, are you just going to always be really good at seeing the ball, knowing what pitches to swing at, knowing which ones not to, or does that kind of come and go, like, you know, like hitting can be
streaky? No, I think it's who you are, and I think it ties back to that story you were telling about Ted Williams. I bet you there were umpires that called balls and strikes for Ted Williams that if he's mad, you're like,
oh boy,
I probably
screwed it up.
He's probably right, because he has the better eye than I do, even though I have the better vantage point. And I know it's early in his career to be sort of assigning that to Roman Anthony, but he has some of that. He has some of that ability. There was a pitch, I think it was in last night's game. It was close. It was legit close. You know, you got the little box, and it's kind of right on the edge of the box. And he looks so annoyed that the guy called it a strike, like, you idiot.
That was not a strike?
You idiot. That's not. I know what's a strike. That's
I'd
not
be
a strike.
I'm curious how many check swings he has, because he doesn't even bite.
Right. No.
Like, he doesn't even flinch.
He is like he's like his own version of the ABS, the automated balls and strike. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. when he doesn't swing, it's not a strike. I really feel that way. That's not just saying he's perfect.
Yeah.
Pitchers will get him with strikes and do different things. But I can't tell you the last time I was all in as impressed with somebody. Like Tatum, Brown, like think of young guys that have come through. Whoever it may be. Mm-hmm. Pastrnak, like other examples with the Patriots. Maybe Gronk. I think Gronk might be the closest. I was like, Gronk's great.
Yeah. Just a slightly different kind of cat, though.
No, totally different, but I'm talking about the, oh my God, this guy's going to dominate his job and I don't have any questions.
Did Christian Campbell ever hit out of the first spot? I can't remember to start. Like, remember how kind of fidgety and antsy was at
totally
the plate?
Different. Very different. Like, yeah. And that, I am so impressed with that. I think that's as you talk about fighter pilot. Roman Anthony stands in there, and there's a guy that's going to throw a ball either 100 miles an hour or maybe 90, and it takes a turn midway down the runway there to just
it's
stand
like he's
there.
He's on beta blockers, Andy.
Well, it reminds me. Yeah. I keep saying this.
Those work, man.
It's the natural.
I can tell you from experience.
No, for serious. It's like it's like the dude just pops a couple of Ativan, goes up to the plate, and is like, that's fine. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it.
It's like the natural. It's like he just has it, and I do think that is – you're born with that. Like he has. And you're right. Maybe in a different world, like he goes into a different career and he's a sniper and can just lay there for hours at a time and not even move.
He'd be an excellent sniper.
100%.
I'm thinking of jobs that you can do with the type of
sniper.
Surgeon.
Physiological
surgeon,
thing.
Surgeon.
Yeah, surgeon. Another good
like
one.
Like in different – but the skill, the makeup, the wiring – he was born with that.
Yeah.
Like he is just special. And I don't even – Fitzy, I think it's reached the point where – you know, the Homer horn, it's not even Homer anymore. It's just like everybody's kind of accepting the facts of it. Like, we heard it. Remember Cora? Oh, it was ridiculous. He would, you know, most young batters want to swing in spring training and show people what they can do. He's just like, ball. If you're not going to throw me a strike, I'm not going to swing at it. Like, he's special.
Yeah. When I opened up my timeline last night and then again this morning, if it wasn't people yelling at me about the way I phrased my three-point stance yesterday, it was just nothing but Roman Anthony praise. It's amazing how they have this thing programmed so that either whatever you talk about when it's not open or the discourse you've entered when you're on there, like it was just there. He just did this. He's the first player to do this. He won't believe what Roman Anthony did. Like it's just one after another, after another, after another. And the praise isn't local and it's not hyperbolic. This is not homerism. You're correct. This is due praise for a kid who is poised to dominate, if not take over the team, the town, and the game.
It's reached the point where I wonder, like, what's his wart? What's wrong with him? Ain't nobody this perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what are we going to find out?
You'll find it.
Like, we found out about Devers. Well, he's kind of a dink. He's kind of a me-first guy. He's not a good teammate. Don't see any of that yet.
What does he not like to eat? Wasn't there some story, is there something weird? Remember Mac Jones said, like, seafood, and everyone was like, oh, I was ready to hate you already. Now I'm done with you.
Yeah, he doesn't like ketchup or eat ketchup.
Ketchup, that's right.
I mean, if that's his greatest fault, we're good.
That's interesting.
Oh, is that psychosis?
Well,
it should be gotten rid of off planet Earth, Ted.
It's got to mean something. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, if he goes that extreme, it should be
gotten. Ask ChatGPT.
I mean.
Well, can I tell you some results I already asked?
Sure.
ChatGPT while you were talking there. So I said, what jobs require a person to have low blood pressure? Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Bomb diffuser.
I'm looking at my producers right now, and they're like, Ted's taking this off the rails.
What Ted does.
Military service, especially elite units. Law enforcement, firefighting, aviation, professional athletes. Low BP is often associated with better endurance, right? Jobs at high altitudes, mountain guides, high altitude construction maintenance workers, anything that, where you work in extreme heat, sauna or spa workers, commercial diving, submarine crews, and astronauts.
Where was WEI Afternoon?
It wasn't in there.
No,
it wasn't in there, man. So there you go. See, he'd be good at all those other jobs.
Yeah, because he's wired that way.
Yeah.
He's wired right. It's the opposite of Swayman. Remember that story about Jeremy Swayman, who set the record for the highest pulse or whatever, and it was during the anthem before a game? I didn't like that story. I've never liked that story.
That's okay. He's a new human this year, didn't you hear?
Well, yeah, he needs a new heart monitor, a new heart rate or something, because I don't want my goalie to be so amped up that his heart's bouncing out of his chest.
Who was like, what hitter?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can you think of a hitter, a Red Sox hitter, that was at the plate? You could just tell he was not ever comfortable. Like, he was a great hitter for a time, but he was always fidgeting. Do you know who I'm thinking?
Nomar Garcia.
Nomar.
Yep.
Oh, he definitely was fidgeting.
Like the
every tick possible, Ted.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah. Nope. And Roman
Anthony is a terrible astronaut.
Roman Anthony is the Wade Boggs, the Tony Gwynn, the whatever, like the special hitters, Ted Williams, yep. These guys that see the ball differently, have a different pulse out there, the whole thing.
Yep.
And he has, you know, a lot of women chasing him around Nantucket, which is good for him, too.
Side, nice little side benefit.
I'm right voting now. Also that a new metric on WEEI Afternoons is, but can he be an astronaut?
That's it.
Drake May, good quarterback, but can he be an astronaut? You know, that kind of thing.
Because I think the exactly. Baddest of the baddest are astronauts.
Kyle Williams, great receiver, but can he be a sauna worker?
Yeah, that was a random one.
It was
in there.
Pitch.
I think that's more of a literal sense, because when you get in the heat or something, yeah. It probably helps them out a little bit. You don't pass out. But that was a weird one that ChatGPT threw at us.
There you go. And that is how we transition over to Nick Fitzy. Stevens, are you ready, my friend?
I love weirdness, sauna workers, and a chance to put myself in a take grave 60 seconds at a time. Dan.
Well, good luck squeezing that all into 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Today, folks, I am here to officially declare that a member of your 2025 New England Patriots, not named Efton Chisholm, is most definitely making the team. But more than just make the team, he is going to make an impact. And I don't just mean the kind of impact that rookies like he are allowed to make in a Josh McDaniels system. I'm talking about legitimate impact. Legitimate, noteworthy, every Sunday talent impact. Legitimate, worth talking about every day on the radio impact. Legitimate, yeah, you should probably go ahead and draft him in fantasy because he's going to score a lot impact. And that would be the person who is lighting up the joint practices between the Vikings and the Patriots right now, none other than Travion Henderson. People are already saying that Travion Henderson looks like a wide receiver with a running back's body disguised on the Patriots in a Patriots uniform. He has been a go-to target time and again for Drake May when he needs to hit a quick outlet on a wheel route, a screen, release, etc. We saw the 100-yard kickoff return touchdown, the first play of his career, the preseason in 2025 for the Patriots. Oh, and by the way, in a two-minute drill earlier, he caught a 10-yard pass and then blew past everyone for 60 yards for a touchdown. Your expectations for Travion Henderson? Go ahead and raise him. Kid's going to be a stud.
And it helps him that Ramondre Stevenson continues to miss time, which is
concerning. That's not a good sign.
Nope, it is not
that
a good sign.
That is not a good sign.
He is not out there today in Minnesota.
Nope.
He clearly did something Friday night.
Hasn't Can't been count on him. Got to count on a guy.
Well, isn't it all about just making the most of your opportunities? And boy, isn't this kid grabbing him. And this is not going to be Maroney. This is not going to be White. This is not going to be Vereen, where he's limited as a running back. Like, I think, I'm not saying the sky is the limit, Ted, but I'm saying, like, it's okay to start thinking of him in terms of not rookie terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
All right,
Team me up, because I'm about to take a hot, steamy dump all over Fitzy's three-point stand.
Perfect. I love a teaser. I'm not even going to ask you if you're ready, because that seems urgent. So right, go ahead.
Here we go. Patriot fans, we might have a problem, and that is a problem with the offense, excluding Henderson, of course. But if you look at how the offense performed in the first preseason game, look, giving up that strip sack, that was an offensive line breakdown. That was a quarterback breakdown right there. And the two subsequent practices since the Commanders preseason game have not been good for the quarterback or the offensive line. And then today, Fitzy noted that probably the only player on offense that looked good was Travion Henderson. But other than that, this is the breakdown, according to Andrew Callahan, in these joint practices with the Vikings today, that May was 16 of 25. He had six sacks. He did have long TDs to Henderson and to Hollins, like Fitzy mentioned, but the Vikings handled the Pats' O-line with sacks, pressures, two drawn holds, Will Campbell, two sacks allowed, Gerald Wilson, at least one sack allowed, Dobbs threw two interceptions, a pick six, and Douglas had a fumble. So I've kind of been very patient with the offense. Let's just hold on. Let's settle down. Let's not rush to judgment. But now I'm starting to worry. This is a big week for this offense to grow, to get better. I knew they would take some lumps with that Brian Flores defense, but not like it turned out to be. So now I'm starting to get concerned with this Patriots offense more than I have at any time so far this season.
And just as you finished that, J.J. McCarthy threw a pick six to Marcus Jones.
Oh, nice. At least you bounce back and can balance out the stat sheet a little bit, because we got a battle of young quarterbacks trying to prove themselves. Yeah, Ted, I do think this is a growing concern. You know, I said it yesterday, like I saw it in the walkthrough the other day, or the whatever it was, high tempo walkthrough that they had. And I try to eliminate my preconceived notions from past practices. Like, I get that Brady in year 14 was going to have a more, regardless of receivers, right, was going to look better. He's going to run the show. He's the conductor out there. It's going to look smooth. But these are making me think more of like bad offenses that I've seen in New England. And sometimes these bad offenses that we see in August ended up translating into.
And we saw them recently. Cam Newton.
Cam Newton would be one of them. Absolutely. And
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones with Patricia, right, and Judd. Like, right, you know, this performance, we can, because we'll get people that'll say, guys, it's only August, it's this, it's only practice, it's only that. Well, we have actually recent examples where that translated and you had a bad offense during the season.
Yeah.
Like, it actually meant something.
Yeah.
It was a precursor.
And there's enough data now with OTAs and training camp and preseason game to make an educated guess on what the season's going to look like to start with.
All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances, but that's not going to do it for this discussion, because we do need to talk about joint practices. We do need to talk about the good and the bad that's happening in Minnesota. We also need to put it in perspective. Brian Flores seems to go harder than most other coaches do in these settings. Does that ease your concerns at all? We'll talk about the offensive struggles up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball and his DB Nature has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Pretty bold to say to somebody who writes the copy for you, Andy. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by In the Game Peabody. The Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 14-1 last night. Dustin May earned the win, going six shutout innings. In the game, Roman Anthony joined Hall of Famer Ted Williams as the only Red Sox players in club history with 21 extra base hits and 32 walks over their first career 52 games. The rubber game of that series is tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Walker Buehler will start for the Sox opposite Hunter Brown. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game. The Celtics NBA Cup group play schedule has been released. The four games are as follows. The Celtics will play at the Philadelphia 76ers on October 31st, then at the Orlando Magic on November 7th. They will host the Brooklyn Nets on November 21st, and finally, they will host the Detroit Pistons on November 26th. And new within the hour, Tom Dundon, owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, has agreed to purchase the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers for a valuation of over $4 billion per ESPN's Shams Charania. The Patriots took to the field today for a joint practice with the Vikings. New England will play Minnesota in their second preseason contest on Saturday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. And from around the NFL, running back James Cook and the Bills have reached an agreement on a four-year, $48 million contract extension that includes $30 million guaranteed. And Jordan Love had surgery yesterday to repair a ligament in his left thumb, but the Packers expect the quarterback to be ready for their season opener. It's the Great Game Cart Giveaway at In the Game Peabody. Just walk in and ask for the GCG and get a free $25 game card. No purchase, no catch. Now through August 17th, only at In the Game. Haven't visited in a while, now's the time. Restrictions apply, one per guest. See store for details. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.